Welcome to the 12th Science of Wholeness podcast titled A Grand Tour of the Afterlife, which aired Friday, March 1st, 2024. Close your eyes and let your imagination soar as we embark on a grand tour of the afterlife, guided by the whispers of spiritual truth in the boundless expanses of the soul. We shall journey through the ethereal landscapes of the astral realms where beauty, harmony, and spiritual evolution abound. As we first enter the afterlife, we may encounter a deep black and yet utterly soothing nothingness that feels astonishingly natural and loving. However, we are soon drawn to a distant pure light that, as it speeds closer and closer, it envelops us in a sense of warmth and extremely bright but soothing illumination that washes over us like a gentle wave, soothing our weary souls and filling us with a profound sense of peace and serenity. Here in the celestial realms, time and space are but illusions, and the boundaries between past, present, and future blur into a seamless tapestry of existence. Our journey begins in the Grand Reception Area, a place of dazzling beauty and divine splendor where souls gather to reunite with loved ones who have gone on before them. Here, amidst shimmering light and celestial music, we are greeted by the smiling faces of family and friends, their arms outstretched in welcome as they embrace us with love and joy. From the reception area, we venture forth into the wondrous landscapes of the afterlife, where the beauty of creation unfolds before our eyes in breathtaking splendor. We wander through lush gardens, teeming with vibrant colors and fragrant blooms. The air is alive with the soft rustle of leaves and the sweet melody of songbirds. After leaving the reception area, where do the newly arrived souls go to live, one may ask? They usually continue to enjoy surprisingly natural, earth-like lives with their relatives, parents, sisters, brothers, wives, husbands, lovers, and/or pets, depending on whomever they feel mutually closest to, already passed on before them. Homes in the lower to mid-astral realms appear similar to those on Earth, except without the flaws and marks of time often seen in aged buildings. The people themselves look as young as 25 to 30 years old and are not touched by time in any way. Old age does not even exist in these higher realms. I must make it clear that the lower astral realms, or strata of consciousness, are not necessarily any less important than the higher realms, just as lower notes are not any less important than higher notes as required to create a beautiful song. There is also a wonderful synchronicity with the Earth's rotation, such as night and day, along with the appearance of an albeit more celestial version of the sun and moon, clouds, fog, rain, sleet, and snow on the lower planes you don't normally experience on the higher planes. However, if we go too far down, there are indeed some places where individuals and even entire communities are not so friendly. Buildings in the afterlife can consist of translucent materials similar to mother of pearl, and possibly any number of other magical, even self-illuminated substances not found on Earth, yet derived from the surrounding environment. Many duplicates of some of the greatest architecture ever built in the history of humanity often reside in these timeless realms among a setting of some of the most magnificent, expansive, and beautiful gardens ever. On higher planes, people's dwellings start to appear unlike anything we know on Earth. They are manifestations of the soul's desires and aspirations, crafted from pure energy and light. These homes can take on a myriad of forms, from grand palaces and celestial mansions to humble cottages and tranquil retreats nestled amidst lush gardens and sparkling waters. In these ethereal abodes, residents find solace and serenity, surrounded by the beauty of nature and the love of kindred spirits. Each home is a sanctuary of peace and tranquility, a reflection of the soul's deepest desires and aspirations. The gardens of the astral realms are a sight to behold, teeming with vibrant colors, exotic flowers, and majestic trees. Here souls gather to meditate, reflect, and commune with nature, their hearts uplifted by the beauty and harmony that surrounds them. Residents of the astral realms engage in a myriad of activities that nourish the soul and uplift the spirit. They gather in temples and sacred spaces to worship and pray, explore the mysteries of the universe, and connect with the divine presence that permeates all of creation. But it is not just spiritual pursuits that occupy the residents of the astral realms. They also engage in creative endeavors, artistic expression, and the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. Music fills the air as souls come together to sing, dance, and create, their hearts overflowing with joy and inspiration. Occasionally, great spiritual leaders and masters of all time come from the higher planes to visit them, including the great Jesus the Christ, or formerly Yeshua of Nazareth, and many other great masters and prophets of old. These high beings come to teach and to bless multitudes of souls in the realms of the afterlife. Communities in the astral realms are built upon a foundation of love, compassion, and mutual respect. Souls come together in harmony and unity, bound by a shared vision of peace and cooperation. In these communities, there is no judgment or division, only acceptance and understanding. As we explore further, we come upon majestic forests where ancient trees stretch their branches toward the heavens, their leaves shimmering in the golden light of eternity. We stroll along winding rivers and crystal clear streams, their waters flowing with the rhythm of life itself, while mountains rise majestically in the distance, their peaks cloaked in mist and mystery. Everywhere we turn, we encounter the wonders of nature in all its diversity and beauty. We marvel at the graceful flight of butterflies and the playful antics of woodland creatures, while exotic flowers bloom in a riot of colors that defy description, some being as 8 feet high. The air is filled with the heady scent of jasmine and roses, mingling with the earthly aroma of moss and pine. But the wonders of the afterlife are not confined to the natural world alone. We also encounter magnificent works of art and architecture, from grand palaces and temples to intimate galleries and museums filled with treasures from across the ages. Here we marvel at the skill and creativity of the souls who have come before us, their masterpieces a testament to the boundless potential of the human spirit. As day turns to night, we gather under the starry skies for concerts and operas that rival the celestial symphonies of the heavens. The music, ethereal and haunting, resonates deep within our souls, stirring memories of lifetimes past and filling us with a sense of awe and wonder. Let us delve deeper into the enchanting realms of celestial music and the wondrous concert halls and amphitheaters that grace the afterlife. Imagine, if you will, stepping into a grand concert hall that seems to stretch on for eternity, its walls adorned with intricate carvings and celestial symbols that shimmer in the soft glow of ethereal light. The air is alive with anticipation as souls gather from far and wide, their hearts aflutter with excitement at the prospect of experiencing the celestial symphonies that await them. As we take our seats amidst the throng of eager souls, we are greeted by the breathless sight of a stage bathed in golden light, its vast expanse adorned with instruments of every kind imaginable, from harps and flutes to violins and trumpets. The orchestra, a dazzling array of souls from across the ages, takes their place, their instruments poised and ready to unleash the wondrous melodies that will transport us to realms beyond imagination. And then, as if by magic, the music begins, a soft, haunting melody that seems to emanate from the very depths of the soul. The sound is unlike anything we have ever heard before, at once familiar and yet utterly transcendent, weaving its way through the air like a gentle breeze, touching our hearts and lifting our spirits to heights unknown. As the music swells and crescendos, we are swept away on a journey of sound and sensation, our senses ablaze with the beauty and majesty of the celestial symphonies that unfold before us. The melodies, intricate and complex, dance through the air with a grace and fluidity that defies description, evoking a myriad of emotions from joy and wonder to awe and reverence. But it is not just the music itself that captivates our hearts and minds, but the colors and energies that accompany it. As the music fills the air, the concert hall is bathed in a kaleidoscope of vivid hues, from the soft pastels of dawn to the fiery oranges and reds of sunset. Each note, each chord, resonates with its unique color and energy, creating a symphony of light and sound that is as mesmerizing as it is healing. As we listen to the celestial music, we feel a sense of peace and tranquility wash over us, soothing our weary souls and rejuvenating our spirits. The music, imbued with the healing energies of the cosmos, penetrates deep into our being, dissolving the barriers that separate us from our true selves and connecting us to the infinite wisdom and love of the divine. But the wonders of the afterlife do not end with the celestial symphonies alone. As we journey further into the realms of spirit, we encounter the sounds of nature and the cosmos in all their glory, from the gentle rustle of leaves in the wind to the thunderous roar of waterfalls cascading down mountainsides. Each sound, each vibration, carries with it a message of unity and interconnectedness, reminding us of our place in the vast tapestry of creation. And so, let us revel in the beauty and majesty of the celestial music that surrounds us, knowing that in its melodies lies the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe and the secrets of the soul. For in the music of the heavens, we find not only solace and inspiration, but a glimpse of the infinite possibilities that await us beyond the veil of physical existence. As we gaze upon the physical colors and incredible sounds of the afterlife, we are reminded that this is but a glimpse of the higher realms of consciousness that await us beyond the material world. As we journey through the astral realms, we encounter beings of light and wisdom who guide us on our path of spiritual evolution. These radiant beings, with their gentle presence and infinite compassion, offer guidance and support as we navigate the mysteries of existence. And so, before leaving them behind, let us embrace the beauty and wonder of the astral realms with open hearts and minds, knowing that in their depths lies the key to unlocking the infinite potential of the human spirit. In these celestial landscapes, we find not only solace and inspiration, but a glimpse of the divine perfection that lies at the heart of all creation. Let us now dive even further and deeper into the awe-inspiring realms of higher consciousness, where the very essence of existence unfolds in all its majesty, beauty, and boundless love. Here in the realms of pure spirit, we are free to explore the depths of our being and uncover the mysteries of the universe, guided by the wisdom of the ages and the boundless love of the divine. Picture, if you will, a realm of pure light and energy, where the boundaries of time and space dissolve into the infinite expanse of the cosmos. Here, in the highest realms of consciousness, we are bathed in the radiance of divine love, enveloped in a sense of peace and tranquility that transcends earthly understanding. As we journey further into these celestial realms, we are greeted by beings of light and wisdom who guide us on our path of spiritual evolution. These radiant beings, with their gentle presence and infinite compassion, emanate a sense of love and acceptance that fills us with a profound sense of awe and reverence. In the higher realms of consciousness, joy and beauty abound at every turn. We wander through gardens of exquisite beauty, where flowers bloom in a riot of colors and fragrances that intoxicate the senses. We stroll along crystal clear streams and shimmering lakes that waters alive with the dance of light and the song of the divine. But it is not just the external beauty of these realms that captivates us, but the profound sense of inner peace and fulfillment that permeates every aspect of our being. Here, in the embrace of divine love, we experience a sense of wholeness and completeness that transcends the limitations of the physical world. As we journey deeper into the higher realms of consciousness, we encounter states of bliss and ecstasy that defy earthly description. We are bathed in waves of pure energy and light, our souls uplifted and transformed by the sheer intensity of the divine presence. And yet, even in the highest realms of consciousness, there is always the promise of further expansion and evolution. Beyond the realms of joy and beauty lies the infinite expanse of the divine, where the mysteries of existence unfold in ever-unfolding layers of truth and wisdom. In these most transcendent realms, we are invited to explore the deepest mysteries of the universe and to uncover the secrets of our divine nature. Here in the boundless expanse of cosmic consciousness, we are free to create and manifest our dreams, explore the far reaches of the cosmos, and connect with the infinite wisdom of the ages. And so, let us embrace the majesty and beauty of the higher realms of consciousness with open hearts and minds, knowing that in their depths lies the key to unlocking the infinite potential of the human spirit. For in these transcendent realms, we find not only the promise of eternal joy and fulfillment, but a glimpse of the divine perfection that lies at the heart of all creation. So let us savor every moment of this grand tour of the afterlife, for in each fleeting moment lies the promise of eternity, and in each wondrous sight and sound, the infinite potential of the human soul. And as we journey onwards into the higher realms of consciousness, may we do so with open hearts and minds, knowing that we are forever held in the loving embrace of the divine. I invite you to be part of this mission in supporting the ongoing operations of my website. Your contribution, no matter how small, plays a crucial role in sustaining this platform. Additionally, you can further assist by exploring the enriching array of 21 ebooks authored by me, meticulously written to empower and address the profound challenges you may encounter in your journey. Furthermore, your patronage of Kara Gold Jewelry not only enhances your style, but also contributes to the cause, as I would receive a modest commission for each purchase made through my websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. Together, let us embark on a transformative journey towards a harmonious world, driven by elevated consciousness rather than succumbing to the limitations of a fragmented paradigm. Your support is not just an investment in my research for the greater good of all. It is a catalyst for positive change in our collective existence. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Everyone, please take care. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and stay well.